Good evening, gentlemen. My name's Joe Carbone, Chief Executive Officer of Manningham City Council. It's my pleasure to welcome you to tonight's meeting of Council. I'd like to firstly introduce the members of the Executive Management Team into the chamber. Lee Harrison, Director of Assets and Engineering. Chris Potter, Director of Community Programs. Teresa Dominic, Director of Planning and Environment. Philip Lee, Director of Shared Services. I now call the councillors into the chamber by their respective wards. Heidi Ward, Councillor Jeff Goff. Councillor Jim Grivakostopoulos. Councillor Michelle Kleinert. From the Coonung Ward, Councillor Dot Haynes, Councillor Stephen O'Brien, Councillor Jennifer Yang, and of the Mullum Ward, Councillor Meg Downey, Councillor Sophie Galbally. I ask you to please stand for His Worship the Mayor of Manningham, Councillor Paul McLeish.
Item 1, opening prayer and statement of acknowledgement. Almighty God, we pray for your blessing upon this council. Help and prosper its work for the advancement and benefit of its people, so that peace and happiness, unity and justice may be established among us all. Amen. Council acknowledges the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of this land known as Manningham, and Council also acknowledges the contribution made to Manningham over the years by people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. I welcome all members of the public here this evening to this Council meeting. Meeting agenda, supplementary papers and information on both our meeting procedures and opportunities to ask questions of Council are available from the desk near the door. Council meeting is controlled by meeting procedures, local law. I'll introduce each item of business as listed in the agenda by calling it by number and by reading the title. I will then call for a mover and seconder of a motion on the item before opening any debate. Only councillors are able to join the debate on an item. When I refer to recommendations or an alternate recommendation, I'm referring to the council officer's recommendation as set out in the report in the agenda or supplementary paper. Councillors may adopt the recommendation or propose amendments and supplementary motions. I also draw your attention to two opportunities for you to ask questions tonight. Verbal questions will be dealt with early in the meeting, but only about issues which are not on the agenda, and from people who registered prior to the meeting. Written questions are dealt with towards the end of the meeting. These can be about any issue, including items on tonight's agenda. I'll be strictly adhering to the meeting procedures local law in relation to questions. Item 2, apologies for absence and granting of leave of absence.
There are no apologies, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Thank you. There being no questions, item 3, prior notifications of conflict of interest. Are there any notifications of conflict of interest?
Mr. Mayor, I advise that I've received separate notifications of conflict of interest, these being from Councillor Michelle Kleinert for item 9.1 concerning Templestowe Village Special Charge Scheme 2015 to 2020, declaration of scheme, the interest being an indirect interest because of close association. From Councillor Stephen O'Brien for item 12.1 concerning request to attend International Urban Design Conference, the interest being a direct interest because of his attendance at the conference. And from Councillor Paul McLeish for item 16.1 concerning Amendment GC23 to the Manningham Planning Scheme, proposed design and development overlay, Eastlink Exhaust Stack Environs, the interest being an indirect interest because of residential amenity. So they be so noted, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item 4, confirmation of minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on 28 July 2015. Do I have a mover for this motion? Councillor Downing.
I move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 28th of July 2015 be confirmed.
Thank you, Councillor Downing. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Griffith Christopoulos. Do you wish to speak? It's a procedure. I do it every time. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor?
No, I don't, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Griffith Stock.
Nothing to add.
That being the case, is there any speaker against? I'll put the motion, those for. Those against, carried. Item 5, presentations. There being no, there is a presentation. Item 5.1, regional catchment strategy.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I've great pleasure in presenting you an award which was presented to Manningham and 20 other organisations by the Minister for Environment, Lisa Neville. Receiving that award on the occasion on behalf of the Mayor and CEO was the Manager of the Coordinator of Environmental Services, Mick Fenley. The award is a launch of the Regional Catchment Strategy number 2, which was held at Studley Park in Kew earlier this month. And the Wooden Award is a thank you to Council for its participation in and leading the regional strategy and for contributing to the environmental assets and some of the targets that will be set in the report. So here it is.
Fabulous.
Wooden Award.
Unusual, but I guess that's what makes it interesting. It's different to the ones we normally receive. So the Port Phillip and Western Port Regional Catchment Strategy aims to strengthen the health and resilience of our region's natural environment and highlights where government organisations, councils and communities can work together to achieve a range of environmental goals. I'm delighted to accept this award on behalf of Council and our community, noting that the form of the award, the wood block, is appropriate to the objectives of the catchment plan, because this is what we're trying to protect. I congratulate everyone involved in bringing together the local councils, government agencies, public utilities, and to all of them for working together to help manage land, water and nature conservation for the Port Phillip and Western Port region's 4.2 million residents. Thank you, Mr. CEO.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Keep it handy in case I need it.
I've got a nice big open fire that can use that.
Item 6, petitions and joint letters. 6.1, petition. Request to retain the entrance into Tunstall Square Shopping Centre from Beverley Street via Shore Street. Do I have a mover for this motion? Councillor Haynes.
I move that the petition received from 34 traders on the west side of Tunstall Square Shopping Centre requesting Council to retain the entrance from Beverley Street via Shore Street into Tunstall Square Shopping Centre be received and referred to the appropriate officer for consideration.
Thank you, Councillor Haynes. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second the motion.
Councillor Griffith Christopoulos. There have been no speakers for the motion?
No, no? Nothing else to add.
No one against, I'll put the motion. Those for, those against, carried. Item 7, admission of urgent business.
There are no items of urgent business, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Item 8, planning permit applications.
But tonight there are no planning permit applications, Mr. Mayor.
Item 9, planning and environment. Item 9.1, Templestowe Village Special Cigars Scheme, 2015-2020, declaration of scheme.
Councillors, I wish to disclose that I have a conflict of interest in this item, being an indirect interest of close association, and I'm leaving the meeting room.
Thank you, Councillor Kleiner. Do I have a mover for this particular motion? Councillor Goff. Thank you. Do I have a second? Councillor Grivakostopoulos. Councillor Goff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and I rise to ask the support of Council to declare this particular special rate and charge scheme. The Templestowe Village has been around for quite a number of years, and actually, for anyone wanting to know the history of Templestowe Village, it was actually a creation of Council when it bought an old service station and changed to Caltex service station and rented it out, and that's what started this whole area of people coming into Templestowe Village. There were some other shops nearby there, but it became this area that a focus that people would go to. As with a lot of our major shopping centres around the area, or the regional ones that we've got, the important ones that serve our community, each of those, a lot of them, not every one of them, but a lot of them do have special charge schemes. The special charge scheme is being raised by Council on behalf of the traders of that area for promotion, mainly promotion works, and working through a business plan for that shopping centre. Indeed, it's important that our shopping centres do survive, and Council really believes that it is important that local shopping centres survive. Just as a point of note, I did go through the Wonga Park Shopping Centre this afternoon on my way back from the dentist, who is in Healesville. And I did call in to that shopping centre up there, and it's sort of like a ghost town. So we could perhaps market a ghost town in our own city, because basically there was a hairdresser and one person. But that's off the point. So before I get someone to get back onto the point, the important thing is that this is divided up amongst all the traders. There was a 73% support for the scheme. A few weeks ago now, we met with some objectors to the scheme, and it was interesting to listen to the objections, because I do have some understanding of the objectors to the particular scheme, in that it is getting Council to force them to join in on this particular scheme. However, I don't think there's another equitable way. I did ask for our officers to go up and prepare different models of how we could run this, and none of them really worked easily. And perhaps it's a work in progress to see whether there can be some adjustments. But in all fairness, I think the $750 or so charge to each of those businesses is a reasonable cost, in order to allow them to raise money for their own promotion, for their own work in their area. So, councillors, it's been a lot of work on the officer's behalf to organise this and get it up and going. And for the people in Templestowe Village and the businesses there that wanted to raise this scheme, it's really going on from a scheme that had previously been arranged and has been in force, and this one goes for about 5 years. So I urge that you support the particular scheme. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Thank you, Councillor Goff. Councillor Grivakostopoulos.
Nothing further to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Is there a speaker against the motion? Councillor Goff.
Yes, look, I've just got a concern on reading the proposal that some of the objectors are from the body corporate, which recently have also got to wear a huge hike in their body corporate fees. And I know for a small business trying to cope even with paying their body corporate fees, and then to also have to pay on top of that a $700. I just understand that their body corporate fees, for instance, it was such a huge hike. I don't know whether they're planning something major in that area or not. But I think from memory, it was something like $500 to something like $1,200 or $1,500. I don't know if anyone can correct me here on the body corporate fees alone. And then on top of that, This special rate scheme has gone from $600 to $700, you know, way past the CPI rise, which is, I think, a comment that one of the traders had mentioned in their objection. So I just wanted to sort of voice my opinion and concern for those smaller businesses that are forced to pay this and they cannot see any direct benefit because they would be doing, they're a distance away from the main thoroughfare and they would be doing their own promos and things like that and they really don't understand why they would have to pay this SRC as well. SRS rather. That's my objection.
Thank you, Councillor Goldman. Do I have another speaker for the motion? Councillor Goldman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And look, I can understand those sentiments, Mr. Mayor. And indeed, I do think that Council is in many ways getting involved in this because we are able to declare that particular rate and charge. It is important that we do, I suppose, support our businesses in the area. The actual area of the Templestowe Village is really defined by our plans, by our zoning, and that does cover those particular areas, whether they're as a body corporate or as individual titles. That makes absolutely no difference. The actual boundary of Templestowe Village is clearly marked on our plans. So that does include those particular areas. As far as the costs are concerned, I did request that we worked it out on perhaps floor area or other sorts of things to apportion charges per floor area. It probably is unworkable. Perhaps some other arrangement of that into future. And I think it's a piece of work the council needs to do when it does go into these particular schemes for particular areas. Another area that will be coming up is Tunstall Square, where we have a similar situation where there's a body corporate in one part and council in the other part, but the actual shopping centre is a whole shopping centre. So anyway, there's further work that we need to do, but in this case, I believe that the fee there, the $750, although it is, I don't know how much of an ad that would pay for in the local paper. I think it might pay for a little postcard size ad once, if that. So it's something that we need to really look at. So, Councillor, I hope we support it.
Thank you, Councillor Goff. I'll put the motion. Those for? Those against? Carried. Item 10, Assets and Engineering. Welcome, Councillor Kleiner. 10.1, 2014-2015 Capital Works Program, End of June Status Report, and 4.3.1.5 SRP 14, completion of 2014-15 Capital Works Program. Do I have a mover for this particular
I'll move that one, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Would you like to move the recommendation?
The recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a second for that particular motion? Councillor Clark. Councillor O'Brien.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And councillors, you have the report in front of you today, and there's a lot of figures and percentage signs and so forth like that. I think what is important to understand and what is important to realise is that on a $34 million budget, we were within a whisker of meeting that. We're just under half a million. Well, let's say $411,000 below. Now, I have to give credit to the officers sitting to my right and to the CEO. That is an enormous achievement. So I ask not to be judged on missing that milestone, not hitting the 90% target. It's not even disappointing that we got within a whisker of that. What I do ask for us to look at in the detail of this report is actually what it contains. And I remember, councillors, about a year and a bit ago, we were all sitting around the table talking about some of the capital work expenditures that we wanted, our wish list. Some of it got up, some of it we We debated amongst ourselves and some of it didn't. What the community need to be aware of and what the community should be proud of this council is that we are achieving. We are achieving. This is a council of achievers. And this is a council where we as councillors listen, we engage, and we take that back to the offices, we round it up, we get projects delivered. And I have to tell you, councillors, being $411,000 shy of a $34 million budget is pretty damn good. And again, councillors, you know, I have to say that we should be judged on this, we should be judged on our achievements, and we should be judged on the fine performance of this report. So I ask the councillors to please endorse this report. I ask councillors to extend a congratulations to the Director of Engineering, Mr. Lee Harrison, and his team, to our CEO, for achieving such a fine result. Well done. Well done.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Klein. Do I have a speaker against the motion? I'll therefore put the motion. Those for? Those against? Carried. Item 10.2, Parks and Reserves Benchmarking Survey, April 2015. Do I have a move on this motion? Thank you, Councillor Klein. Do I have a seconder?
I'll better second that one, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Klein.
Fellow councillors, we have a great report in front of us. This is a report that we use internally and that we benchmark ourselves. It is a great report. Look, you have to understand why people come to Manningham. They come to Manningham for many reasons. We moved to Manningham because of the parks. The parks is one of our greatest assets. The way they are maintained, the way that they are integrated into the community, and the way that they are used. So I'm very proud of our parks. I'm very proud of the way that our community use our parks, and I'm very proud of the way that we maintain those parks. So, councillors, another great report, and another reason, that we can take this to the community to say that, you know, it's not only about rates, roads and rubbish, but it's also about our parks, our greatest asset, one of our greatest assets of Manningham. It's not just that big concrete Westfield on the corner. It is about our parks and how we integrate our parks into the community, and we're doing that extremely well. And again, congratulations to our Director of Capital Works and Engineering on a great report and on a great outcome. Well done.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Is there a speaker against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those for? Those against? Carried.